have a very startling name to this sermon that I'm going to preach. It's the best way to go to hell. The Lord Jesus has told us that in the solemn words of his own heavily laden weariness to the souls of men. And Christ has told us the way that fools go to hell. Better than a millstone, he said, they hanged about our necks and be cast into the sea. Better cut off one of your hands than to go to hell with both hands and be thrown into hell's pit with both hands. It is not the cutting off of our sins that is needed, but it is the need of having those sins washed away in the washing of the Savior's precious blood. By the blood of the Lamb, we can have our sins forgiven. By the blood of the Lamb, we can be saved from an everlasting hell. By the blood of the Lamb, we can escape the darkness and come to heaven's eternal light. Getting rid of our sins, that should be the top priority of every man, woman, and child alive upon our maps tonight. Put out one of your eyes, and you'll only have one eye. And yet the Lord Jesus said, you'd be far better have one eye than be cast into a place of eternal darkness forevermore. Put out one of your eyes. You will have only one eye to go to hell with. Two eyes, when they are usable, what a tragedy that in hellfire, not the focus of one eye, but the focus of two, is the eternal torments of the damned. Beware of hellfire. Face to face with the truth is the great distraction of our age. But you need to meet up with the truth. God beholds all things. He has an eye upon us all. Every second of every hour of every day. Remember this. You need to be aware of hellfire. Where their worm dieth not, and their fire is not quenched. Face to face with the truth of hell's flame. The truth about hell is vital truth. A great warning note from the heart of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. A great shaking to every lost soul. Stop. Put on the brakes and kneel down and say, Lord God Almighty, have mercy upon me and deliver me from the wrath to come. God beholds all things. God directs them all. Jacob tried to hide from God, but God soon found him out. Joseph Parker, the famous Victorian preacher, said, Cain was the sort of the churchgoer who could go to church and then leave the sacred building and go out and murder his brother Abel. What a filthy thing that was to do. And yet how many of humanity's millions have done it down through the years. In the unsoftened soul of each one of us, there is a strength of a murderer and a wickedness within that only the grace of God prevents more and more murderers gaining strength and carrying out their dark and filthy and satanic deeds. Cain's sin came as a result of open hatred of God, who made his father Adam. He was the dust of damnation. Minute to minute, he hastened to hell. The dust of hell would soon be seen upon his clothes. And minute to minute, the damned man is running to hell. The unstoppable fire of hell has started to burn within his unregenerate soul. The flame of destruction has to be hastened to. He ran, but what did he run to? He ran to the murderer's furnace. He died on a damned soul. Oh, sinner friend, black as Cain, except you wash in the blood of the Lamb, you will perish in the eternal flames if you do not wash and be clean. Remember, you need to beware of hell's fire. Where their worm dieth not, and their fire is not quenched. Face to face with the truth of hellfire. The truth about hell is vital. truth is a great, unfeeling detective. It finds us out. No one can stop the downfall into hell, directed there by God Almighty. Christ died to save you, a soul that deserved damnation. And his blood can make you whiter than the snow. If sin be in your heart and the fairest sky tries to turn you by the legacy of the devil, turn your eyes away from everything to the cross of our Lord Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. The blood of the Lord Jesus is still pouring out at the cross. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. Hear the words of God. Genesis 6, verses 13 and 14. Genesis 7 and verse 7. Genesis 7. Verses 2 and 3. Just close your eyes where you are. And just say, Lord Jesus, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Come. For all things are now ready. Lord, bless thy word. Write it on the hearts of men and women and draw them to yourself. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen and amen.